But back to the issue of neighbours. As I mentioned, we're living in lockdown and that's intensified the relationship with our neighbours. If you've got a dispute, it makes that a whole lot worse. 96900 693 or 131332. Have you had a dispute with your neighbours and how did you resolve it? Joining me now to discuss this is Sarah Blake. She's a conflict strategist and mediator. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for joining me.
My absolute pleasure.
What effect can having a conflict with your neighbour, whether big or small, what effect can that have on people?
Oh, look, it has a huge impact. It can leave you feeling really stressed and anxious. It can leave some people feeling really angry. You perhaps don't even want to go outside because you don't want to bump into them in case, you know, it escalates the conflict. So it has quite an impact on your emotional well-being.
So what's the best thing to do when you have a problem?
Look, we always say the best thing to do is talk to your neighbour early. And so one of the things, if you can get to know your neighbour before problems happen, you don't have to get on, you don't have to like them, but if you've got an open line of communication, it does mean that when problems happen, it's easier to just pop in and say, look, I've got a problem, your leaves keep falling in our swimming pool and it's really costing us money. What might we be able to do together to sort this problem out?
Is it better to go and actually knock on the door and have that conversation, or is it a better idea to write a little friendly note and pop that in their letterbox?
Oh, look, I've seen so many things on social media about people popping a friendly note in the letterbox about the barking dog next door, and people end up posting it and it escalates the problem. So face-to-face is generally easier and a safer option, but also, if you're a bit nervous, if there's a bit of anger going on, you also don't want to be safe. So it can be a tricky thing. If you aren't feeling safe, a letter might be good. But I always say get informed first. So contact your local council, find out the information about what you can and can't do, because then you can have an informed conversation with your neighbour rather than lots of guesswork.
So I'm guessing that being in lockdown makes these sort of situations worse because there's no getting away from them.
I know, and our homes are a little piece of paradise. It's our little place where we can hide from whatever is going on in our lives. We're all living on top of each other. It's intense. So emotions are really heightened right now, which also means our tolerance is really down, which means that, you know, if that dog's barking on and you're hearing it much more because you're home, you're going to be a bit more frustrated than you usually would be.
So your number one tip, Sarah, for peacemaking in the burbs?
Talk to your neighbour, have a conversation and be curious. I think if you go in there looking for a fight, being angry, it's not going to end well. So if you go into a conversation with curiosity, how might we solve this together, you're going to get a much better outcome.
Oh, it sounds good. I wonder if it works for people in real life. Let's have a chat about your dog. Why do you think he's barking so much?
Yes, exactly.
It is good advice, though. I think you're right to start from there and hopefully things work out before they turn nasty. I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. Sarah Blake there, conflict strategist and mediator.